The following is a synopsis of the Rebbe's talks of Yom Hei Parshas Beshalach Yud Aleph Shvat and Shabbos Parshas Beshalach Shabbos Shira Yud Gimel Shvat Hei Tav Shinun Beis. This corresponds to the year 1992. This year, the Rebbe says, Yud Shvat, which is the Hilula of the previous Rebbe. Rebbe, of course, referred to the previous Rebbe as his father-in-law, the Rebbe, the leader of the generation. But for our purposes, we'll use the name previous Rebbe, or Rebbe Rayatz. So in this Yud Shvat, which is the Hilula of the Rebbe Rayatz, there are several distinctions, several important features and qualities based on the day of the week in which it occurs this year, the year in which the Rebbe said this talk, 1992. That it occurs on a Wednesday. Now, Wednesday has a distinction by virtue of the day in which the sun and the moon were created, as they're called the two great luminaries. In addition to that, there's a very special virtue and quality that it becomes the first day of preparation for the Shabbos. That's why when we say the psalm for the fourth day of the week, Shir Shel Yom, we also say the three verses of the psalm, L'chun Eranana, come let us sing, which we say in its entirety on the day of Shabbos itself. So we already see that Wednesday begins the process of Shabbos. Now this quality is especially underscored and emphasized in this coming Shabbos, which is Parshas Beshalach, in which all the events of the week are elevated. Shabbos is a day that elevates the whole week that preceded it. Now this Shabbos, in which we read Parshas Beshalach, is also called Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of song, because of the song of the crossing of the sea that they sang, and that is mentioned in this week's Parsha. Now in general, when we talk about Shira, song, it represents a very high level, because every spiritual elevation and promotion takes place through song, through a very special spiritual song, not just any song. And if that's the case, when every Shabbos there's an elevation throughout all the worlds, and on the day of Hilula, the day of the passing of a tzaddik, like Yud Shvat, the day in which the previous Rebbe passed away, there's a very special aliyah, elevation, that occurs to the soul of the one who has passed away through Shira. Everything that takes us from one level to another goes through a certain type of song. So the ultimate elevation takes place on this Shabbos of Shira, because the whole Shabbos is about Shira, about the process that facilitates elevation. There's also another quality that this Shabbos has, that it's the Shabbos that elevates and brings to completion the day of Yud Shvat and the preceding week, but it's also close to the 15th of Shvat, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, which is the new year for trees. So what we have to now do, the Rebbe says, is to find the connection to the parshas of the week in which these events correspond to, the parshas of Beshalach and the parsha of Yisro. Now there's a common theme in these two parshas, Beshalach and Yisro, because they're both preparations for the giving of the Torah. The central event of parshas Beshalach, which is of course the splitting of the Red Sea, that represents the completion of the Exodus from Egypt. There's no threat left. There's no trace of Egypt left. And all of that was made possible in order to prepare the Jewish people for Matan Torah. Because the reason they were led out of Egypt, it says, as God tells Moshe, "Hetziacha es amim Mitzrayim tavdnus holikim al har hazeh." When you take the Jews out of Egypt, they will serve God on this mountain. And that was made possible by the splitting of the sea, because at that point the Egyptians were no longer a threat. So they were fully out of Egypt, so now they're ready for Matan Torah. Parshas Yisro, in which the story of Matan Torah itself is recorded, talks about how Yisro proclaimed, Ata yadaiti kigadol havaya, now I know the greatness of God. Here's one of the leading representatives, priests of other religions, of idolatry, who finally recognizes his submission to the one God, and that perfected and that completed the preparation that the whole world needed in order to get the Torah at Mount Sinai. Now, there's a hint also that the preparation for the new dimension of Torah that will be revealed in the time of redemption is hinted in this parsha of B'Shalach, because in the Song of the Sea, there's a verse at the end that says, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, God will reign forever and ever. When will that happen? That will be in the time of redemption. The war against the Molech is also mentioned in this week's parsha, and that will only be fully won and completed with the coming of Mashiach. Amalek's memory will be obliterated entirely, and Yisro merited to add another parsha in the Torah. That's also an allusion and a hint to the new dimensions of Torah that will be revealed in the time of redemption. Now, all of these preparations began with the Exodus from Egypt itself. Now, in order to understand all these different events, we have to therefore understand what exactly occurred when the Jews left Egypt. The Medrash mentions that the distance from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael would have entailed only going through 11 journeys. In actuality, they went through 40 years in the desert until they got to the land. Now, the deeper reason, spiritual reason, is there's a significance to the number 11. 11, of course, is one more than the 10 attributes that represent the totality of nature. So we're talking about a level of divine light that transcends all the world. Now, in order for the Jewish people to be able to tolerate and absorb this, to internalize a level like that, internalize that which is the essence of the Creator, they needed 40 years. They couldn't do it in the 11 journeys. As it says, Ben Arbaim Labina, when you're 40, you're at the age of understanding. 40 years enabled them to fully absorb even these highest levels of godliness. As we know that only after 40 years is it possible for a person to fully absorb the teachings of one's teacher. Now, the manner, the pathway to be able to absorb and internalize this 11th level, which represents God's very essence, is not such a simple process. That's why they had to go through the desert, which is a symbol of a place of impurity, place of klipos, the undesirable forces, to find the sparks, the holy sparks that are embedded there, to refine those sparks, to elevate them to holiness in the course of these 40 years. And that's why it says that this was 11 days from Chorev through Mount Seir, because these sparks, before they were refined, where were they to be found? In Har Seir, not within the Jewish people. Now, these sparks are very high, very sublime, higher than even the 10 commandments and the generality of Torah and mitzvahs. They come from the level that goes beyond 10, Achad Asar, 11. And when you refine those sparks and you elevate them to holiness, you're able to introduce the 11th level even within the Jewish people. A similar thing occurred when they had to wage war against the Amalek, and when Yisro came with the recognition that now I know, because through the obliteration of the memory of Amalek and through Yisro's submission to God, their root is also from a level of Achadasa, the level of 11 in the realm of holiness. And when they defeated Amalek, and when Yisro came with his recognition of a higher force, that gave the Jewish people also an added advantage. It added to the Torah's integrity, because it revealed God's essence that transcends the Ten Commandments and revealed it within the people, within the Ten Commandments. This prepared and paved the way for the new teachings of Torah that will be revealed in the time of redemption, because when the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, they only got the Ten Commandments. The 11th so to speak, was still hidden. In the complete redemption, by contrast, that 11th level that is way above and beyond the parameters of the world, that's the pnimius of Torah, the innermost dimension of Torah, that will be revealed. To the very essence of God will be revealed. But then, at the time of when the Jewish people left Egypt, that's represented the beginning of the preparation. When will it be completed? When will it come to its conclusion? That will be when the world is refined now in the time of Golos, in the time of exile. Now, the Shabbos Shira also underscores the concept that the level of godliness that transcends the world ultimately penetrates into the world. Because Shira, song in general, is a symbol, as we said before, of the elevation of one thing to a higher level. Because every elevation goes through song. And this is hinted in a Mishnah, which talks about the laws of Shabbos, and it talks about an animal carrying a ring, whether it can go out on Shabbos. And the Mishnah uses the expression, all those that have shear, that have a ring, but the word shear also means a song, can go out with a shear, with a ring, with a song, and are drawn with this shear, with this ring, which also means song. So the Hasidic interpretation of that is that every elevation goes through shear, goes through song. But there are two types of song. There's song shira, the feminine, and shir, which is the masculine. The feminine form of shira stresses the tshuka, the desire, the longing, the yearning to go up to a higher level, mimata lemaila, from below upward. Shir, which is the masculine form of song, even though it also helps us rise from the bottom up, but it really emphasizes mostly the unification with that which is above. It doesn't represent as much the idea of the yearning to go up. And that's why all the songs in the world are in the feminine. The 10th song that will happen and be revealed in the days of Mashiach, in the time of redemption, is mentioned in the masculine. Shiru l'Hashem, shir chadash. We will sing to God a new song, but it uses the masculine form, shir. Shabbos Shira, we are able to reach all the songs in the world, that they should all be perfect. And also we have the advantage that we are attached and unified with that which is above. Because Shabbos Shira unifies the 10 songs that already existed before, the 9 songs actually, with the 10th song, which will be sung in the times of Geula. Shabbos Shira brings together all the songs and all the different types of songs, the feminine and the masculine. From this vantage point, Shabbos Shira is similar to the biblical book Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. As it says, our sages mention that all songs of the Torah are holy, but the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, is the Holy of Holies, because it connects all the songs that we sing now to the new song that will be in the time of Geula, the level of 11 that transcends the world, which is God's very essence. The 11th level is connected in particular to the month of Shvat, because the Shvat is the 11th month of the year, if you count from Nisan, which is the new year for months. And therefore, right after Shvat, we have the redemption of Purim, and that is followed immediately by the redemption of Pesach. So that's the advantage of Shvat, that it's connected to redemption because it's the 11th month. There's also a special quality that the 11th day of the 11th month has, because then you have the revelation. Day is a metaphor for revelation. In the day, everything is illuminated, everything is clear. So on the 11th day of the month, we have the illumination and the revelation of the 11th level. That's one point. And another point is, since day is determined by the cycle of the sun, and the sun is the mashpia, is that which gives off the light, the moon reflects the light, but the sun gives the light, so that underscores even more the revelation of the level 11 in the most complete manner. Now, all these qualities are especially pronounced in the 10th and 11th day of Shvat of this generation that we're in. 10th of Shvat is the day of the Histalkos of the previous Rebbe, Rebbe Rayatz, which the Rebbe, of course, refers to as my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And this is the day that his soul experiences an aliyah, an elevation, and all of his actions experience that elevation. And that, of course, influences the whole generation, since he's the leader of the generation. And from this day, we reach the day in which the two luminaries, the two great luminaries, were put into place, which is the 11th day of the month of Shvat. That's the beginning of the next period of leadership, which the Rebbe, of course, associates with his father-in-law, but he's referring to his own leadership. And in it, we have the level of 11, both in the terms of the day of the month, 11th of the month, and also the 11th month. And these two 11s are revealed in an open way. Now, the shleimus, the completion, the perfection of these days, is in this year, the year in which the Rebbe said this talk, which was Tavshinun Beis, because it's 42 years after the Histalkos, the passing of the previous Rebbe. 42 is the number of journeys the Jewish people traversed in the desert. So now, after going through 42 years, 42 journeys, we are ready to enter into the land of Israel with a true and complete redemption. Now, in practical terms, the Rebbe says, we have to add in activities and everything that is related to the 10th of Shvat, the day of Hilula, to increase in the learning of his Torah and fulfilling his instructions. By disseminating Torah and Chassidus as is desired, as is demanded, and especially by having Fabrengens that are connected with the Hilula, and the Fabrengens should be with Simcha Vishira, joy and song. And the same thing is true about tefillah, about prayer. Prayer has to be with song, and such a shira, such a song, that besides the feeling of longing and yearning that will be expressed in this shira, the shira also has to express the idea of unification, of dveikus, of attachment with that which is above, which is the masculine form of song, which will be a preparation for the shir chadash, the new song, in the masculine. In other words, we have to combine the feminine idea of song, of the yearning, and the masculine one of the unification. And this point is especially important when we talk about the prayer for redemption. In addition to the feeling of longing and yearning for redemption, now we have to primarily feel the joy that we know that the Geula is coming imminently, mamash. In addition to this, we have to also be reminded that the 15th of Shvat is the time when Fabrengen should be organized in every place in which people will be inspired to do things that are connected to the seven species that Israel is known for that were explained, the Rebbe says, and the Sicha, and the talk of the 15th of Shvat, and to arouse the feeling of yearning and desire and joy that imminently, tekuf miyad, it's an expression the Rebbe uses over and over, immediately, we come to Eretz Yisrael and we're able to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the most complete manner. And the ikar, the essential thing is, that immediately Melech HaMashiach arrives, then we will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of appointing a king, which is one of the prerequisites for the Geula. A king from the house of David will arise, and then it will be followed by Mechias HaMolech, waging war against the Molech. It's another thing that Mashiach has to do. Then the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is another thing. It says Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash Bim Kaimah, in its place. And in this very instant, we will all go to the Holy Land, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and we will hear Mashiach, the King Mashiach himself, teach us new Torah that will come forth from Hashem, from God. A summary of the synopsis. Parshas B'Shalach and Yisro represents a preparation to Matan Torah, to the giving of the Torah, especially and more particularly to the new Torah, the new dimension of Torah that will be given in the time of a complete redemption, because B'Shalach begins with the fact that the Jewish people didn't go straight to Eretz Yisrael from Egypt, but as the Medrash says, they had to go through the number 11 journeys in the course of 40 years, that the 11 journeys would take them 40 years so they can fully internalize it. And the reason for that, 11 itself represents something that's elusive. It's beyond the natural order. It's a revelation of godliness that is so high that it reaches God's very essence. And in order to be able to absorb this and internalize this, we have to have 40 years to fully grasp it. That's why it says, Ben Arbaim Labina, 40 is the year of fully understanding something. In order to reach this 11th level, we have to refine and elevate the sparks of holiness that were embedded in the impure substances and to elevate them to their godly source, which is the level of 11. And then this level can also be extended to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Jewish people. And the Jewish people then did this. They refined those sparks in the desert, especially when they wiped out Amalek and when Yisro came and he recognized the one God. All of these activities paved the way and tilled the soil, so to speak, to bring in the 11th level that happened at Mount Torah, initially in a concealed form, and that will become fully revealed when the new dimension of Torah will be revealed in the time of the redemption. Then we'll have the 11th level fully revealed. All this is connected to Yud and Yud Aleph Shvat, because Shvat is the 11th month in terms of months, and that's why Shvat is followed by the redemptions of Purim and Pesach. And when it's the 11th day of the 11th month, that's the ultimate revelation of the level of 11. This is the day in which the luminaries were put in place, which is the continuation of the leadership of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe concludes, as always, that the deed is the essential thing. So what are the practical lessons the Rebbe says we have to put into practice? Number one is to increase the learning of the Torah of the previous Rebbe and to go in his pathways by disseminating Torah and the fountains all over the world. Number two, our prayer has to be with song because of both the feeling of the yearning to get closer to Hashem and also the feeling of dveikus, of attachment with that which is above. Number three, the prayer for redemption has to be with a feeling of joy. In addition to the yearning that we have for the redemption, we have to have the joy that we know the redemption is imminent. Number four, to arrange gatherings for brangens, connecting it to the day of the Hilula, and also for the 15th of Shvat. And these forbrangens should be everywhere, and it should be forbrangens with great joy. And number five, then these forbrangens, the focus should be to inspire people by increasing in the above and in the service that is connected to the seven species, to connect the forbrangen of the 15th of Shvat with the seven species that Israel is known for, that we celebrate on this day, and also to inspire people, to arouse people, to have this tremendous yearning and joy, knowing that imminently we will enter into Eretz Yisrael with a complete redemption. Some highlights of this Verbrengen, in addition to the song that is connected to a person's elevation from the bottom up, now, he says, after all the elevations that we already had, the song has to also express the dveikus, the attachment, and the absorption within that which is above. And that's the preparation to the Shir Chadash, the masculine song of the future. And especially when it comes to the prayer for the true and complete redemption, after all the deadlines have passed and all our efforts have already been completed, as my father-in-law, the leader of our generation, has said, that in addition to the sense of yearning for the redemption, we also now, that was something we did in the past, now we have to also primarily focus on this feeling of simcha, of joy, that the Geula is actually coming in this very moment. Then the Rebbe said, the perfection of all of this happens on the 10th and the 11th day of the month of this year, which is the 42nd year since the Histalkus, starting from Tavshin Yud to Tavshin Nun Beis, and 42 corresponds to the 42 journeys of the Jewish people in the desert. That is 42 elevations that represent the completion of all the elevations, and all the elevations that we had in the course of the last 42 years. In addition to the shleimus, to the perfection that happens at the time of 40 years, that corresponds to the 42 journeys throughout the entire period of the Midbar Ha'amim of this generation, the desert of the nations, that this generation represents, the last generation of Golos, but will become the first generation of Geula, and take it from Yad Mamish immediately, we enter into this good and expansive land with a true and complete redemption. Now from the Psuras HaGeula, which are the excerpts that focus on the announcement of redemption. The 10th day of the 11th month in our generation is the day of passing of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation. At that point, the Rebbe says, he achieved an elevation for all his deeds and Torah and divine service that he accomplished during his life. All of that rose to a higher level, an incomparable elevation. And the essential perfection of this was completed on the 11th day of the 11th month of this year, the 42nd year. The 42nd year is connected with the divine name, Mem Beis, through which all aspects of elevation occur. All the elevations of the 42 anniversaries of the day of passing have been completed, as well as all the elevations through our actions and divine service of the past 42 years, including the completion of what it says it was in the 40th year. These parallel the 42 stages in the wilderness of our generation, which is the last generation of exile and the first generation of redemption. And imminently and immediately we will actually enter the good and expansive land in the true and final redemption. There is an additional and also essential lesson of the song in regard to the divine service of prayer, also described as hymn, which is done in the manner of singing. As is known, the Alter Rebbe used to pray out loud and with singing. All those songs connected with elevating from below to above. Now there has to be, because all the elevations have been completed, we have to also have the experience of the song from a position of attachment and inclusion in the supernal. This serves as a preparation and introduction to the new song of the time to come. This applies particularly to the prayer for the true and complete redemption, specifically after the declaration of my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, that all the appointed times have passed already, and all aspects of divine service have been completed. In addition to the desire and the longing and yearning for the redemption that we had until now, there must now also be an essential feeling of joy born out of the realization that the redemption is actually coming at this actual moment.